Good morning. It is 9:02 a.m. We are here today, May 6, 2026, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 26-001, General Pacific Services LLC versus Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Joy Esperanza. Will appellant GPS please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Josh Walsh for the appellant GPS. Also on the Zoom call today is Mr. Phil Roberto, who will be the institutional representative. Thank you.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Money. Good morning. My name is Patrick Laylor, L-A-L-O-R. I'm the attorney. I'm with the Attorney General's Office of Guam. I am the attorney for the Department of Public Works. With me representing DPW is Linda Ibanez.
Thank you. Will interested party Cortec International Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Joyce Tang and Hai Hyun for Cortec International. Thank you.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. Mr. Walsh, I guess this goes to you first. The decision on the substantial interest has been issued. Does the appellant wish to continue with the case?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, thank you. We do. I have some perspectives on the motion that was filed on the motion to dismiss now that we're in that phase of the case, or other thoughts about procedural process. But yes, my client wants to press forward. Thank you.
Okay. So what I want to do then is get that. Normally we would go a little further before entertaining jurisdictional issues, but when I look at the code section 5425E, it does state that decisions may be appealed. And there's no decision in this case. So I need you to respond to Mr. Laylor's motion to dismiss. And I also want to short set this because this is one of those matters of great public interest. Would you be able to file a response to the motion by the 15th?
Yes, but if I could just on that point say something, I think this is a good place to say that in the record. Had we not gone down this excursion of the determination, we would have determined these issues previously. And I'm happy to brief the issues raised by Mr. Laylor in the brief or issues we raised in our notice of appeal. But I would like to see if perhaps DPW is going to indicate today, is there a decision coming? I mean, you had ordered them to make a decision. If there is a decision, that makes the briefing a little bit different for the due date you're giving me. But if DPW is not prepared to give a decision output status update, then I'm happy to brief it. But I think this is both points need to be made. Continue to wait for DPW on a decision. If they're going to make a decision like you ordered them to, then that changes my briefing perspectives a little bit.
And I need to correct you there. I have not made an order.
Yeah.
I apologize. DPW.
You had pointed it out at our last gathering and I think suggested that moving forward on a decision-making process would be good. There's not a written order saying that, though I think you could do that. But I'm happy to meet the deadline that you give us. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's do this then. Mr. Laylor, I would ask that you file any reply to the response by the 22nd of May. Is that okay with you?
And yes, we can. I want to conditionally say I have a trial set to start that day, but we have asked the judge to push it off. But I will give best efforts. I know this has dragged out long enough, and I have a good working relationship, I think, with Mr. Walsh, so we may be able to see if we can't consolidate and work something out on our own outside of the public auditor's purview.
Okay, Ms. Tang, I assume you're joining in the motion to dismiss. Can you file a joinder?
Yes, we would like to file a joinder. Yes, we will be.
And then will you be also okay with any reply should there one be necessary by the 22nd of May?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said. There's there's some background noise.
I've given Mr. Lehler until the 22nd of May to file a reply to their response on the motion to dismiss. Can I ask the interested party to meet that deadline as well?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Now, for what...
May I ask one more issue on the briefing? To the extent that Cortex joinder is going to be more than just that we join the substance of Mr. Lehler's motion, if it's going to include additional new argument, I'd ask that I'd have an opportunity to respond to that. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm filing an opposition to Mr. Lehler rights contemporaneously with a full-throated Cortex joinder that has arguments that are appearing for the first time that I don't have an opportunity to brief. So,
Sure. Can we cross that bridge? Let's just then put
I'll make a request at that time. Thank you.
Why don't we just put in, should Cortex add argument to its joinder, then I would ask you to respond to that by the 22nd. Is that too short for you?
Yep. We'll get it done, sir.
Okay.
So my brief on the 15th, ops on the 22nd. I mean, replies on the 22nd. Thank you.
That's correct. And Mr. Lehler, your reply is also on the 22nd, and interested party. Ms. Tan, you're also on the 22nd. Now for the elephant in the room.
Mr. McDonald, could we ask just to be clear that we be allowed to file a joinder tomorrow, one day? And I don't have a problem with giving Mr. Walsh additional time. That's not a problem.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, if it's just a straight up,
we just need a day, please.
Sure.
All right. And of course, we will accommodate Mr. Walsh's request.
Okay. I guess the elephant in the room, does DPW, Mr. Lehler, at this time want to signal whether or not a decision is forthcoming?
No, we don't want to signal. And that's not, I'm not playing games here. I think most of you know I was off island, and as soon as I got back, I had to have eye surgery. So I haven't had an opportunity to sit down with DPW and see exactly where the status is. So as I say, I'm not playing games. I just don't want to indicate one way or the other, shooting in the dark.
Okay. Well, there you have it, Mr. Walsh.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just, because we are making a record and I think it's not a visual record, I do note that Mr. Tolkis, another institution representative from GPS, has joined the call. And I can see that I think Mr. Areola has done the same. Thank you.
Okay. Do any of the parties have anything to bring, anything else to bring up this time?
Nothing from the appellant at this time. Thank you.
Mr. Lehler?
No, nothing from the purchasing agent.
And nothing from Cortex. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Jarek, can you take over from here?
Yes. Thank you, everyone. We're off the record at 9:11 a.m.